دنیای ما، جامعه ما.
Our world, our community with Debbie Amini.
سلام و روز بخیر دارم خدمت شما شنوندگان عزیز و خوشحالم که در فرصت دیگه در خدمت شما عزیزان هستم. مهمان عزیزی امروز داریم، ستیت کنترولر بدیی، و بسیار خوشحالیم از حضور ایشون در استودیو که بتونیم با مسئولیت‌های ایشون و برنامه‌هایی که در پیش رو هست مصاحبه‌ای داشته باشیم. ستیت کنترولر بدیی was elected in November 2014. Following two terms of service on the California Board of Equalization. As the state's chief fiscal officer, Missy chairs the Franchise Tax Board and serves as a member of the California Public Employees Retirement System and the California State Teachers Retirement System. It's an honor to have you with us today in the studio, State Controller Bedigi, and thank you so much for dedicating your time and being with us today.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you so much. I want to start first with some key programs that can put money back in Californians' pockets and ensure fair representation and funding for our state. Would you please help us with that so maybe we can save some money?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, let me just say, we are here in California. It's becoming much more expensive to live here. And so our first program is really to help people who are in their own homes stay in their homes. It's called the Property Tax Postponement Program. And the program is to help those who are seniors, age 62 or over, those who have a disability or those who are blind, be able to defer payment of their property taxes on their primary residence.
If you don't mind, I'm going to just translate a little bit
sure,
here.
Please.
State controller یی فرمودن که زندگی در کالیفرنیا بسیار گران هست. همونطور که همه شما عزیزان میدونیم. و هدفشون این هست که کمک بکنیم به مردم که بتونن در خونه‌های خودشون بمونن. بنابراین برنامه رو در پیش رو دارن برای افراد بالاتر از 60 سال، افرادی که ناتوانی جسمی دارن و همچنین افراد نابینا.
So with this program, we want to be sure that those who are eligible and have equity in their homes, the way that it works, the state will pay the property taxes to the county in which the homeowner lives, and it's essentially a loan. So the loan will be repaid when either the property is refinanced or by the estate should the property owner die. So, and this year, we're mobile homes are also eligible for the property tax postponement program.
Very nice. پس با این برنامه که ایشون در پیش رو دارن، پراپرتی تکس افرادی که eligible هستن و میتونن از این مزیت استفاده بکنن، توسط استیت پرداخت خواهد شد. البته به صورت یک وام هست، وامی که بعداً باید به اونها پرداخت داده بشه. How can people find out if they are eligible for this program?
Absolutely. They can visit my website at sco.ca.gov to see if the program is right for them, or they can call my team at 1-800-952-5661.
Perfect. So دوستان اگر که علاقمند هستین که ببینین همچین مزیتی که ایشون در نظر گرفتن، دو مرتبه اعلام میکنم، افراد بالای 60 سال، افرادی که ناتوانی جسمی دارن و افراد نابینا که تکسشون، مالیات خونهشون پرداخت بشه از طریق استیت، میتونید ببینید الیجیبل هستید یا نه از طریق وبسایت sco.ca.gov، و یا اینکه میتونید با تیم ایشون تماس بگیرید با شماره تلفن 1-800-952-5661. Thank you so much for all the information. Is there anything else you would like to add this?
Well, for taxpayers generally, we know April 15th is approaching, and so we do have a couple of programs that I'd like to speak about that could help low-income working households in California. And those are the California Earned Income Tax Credit Program, CAL-EITC, and the Young Child Tax Credit.
The help that you're talking about, tax, which is coming on April 15, does it include, again, the same people who are eligible for the property tax, or you're talking about a different category?
Very different category. So this is income tax. And so for very low-income working households, sometimes they don't make enough in that household household to require that a tax return be filed. The two credits that I'm mentioning here, the California Earned Income Tax Credit and the Young Child Tax Credit, these are cashback credits. So even if you don't have a requirement to file a tax return, you need to file a return to claim these credits to get the cash back.
Okay. So it's actually like a table, depending on the member of the household and the income per year,
yes,
they might be actually eligible to not to file a tax report, or they file it, but they're not supposed to pay anything?
It's both.
Both.
But for very low income, we see many households that don't even reach the minimum to file a return. So,
to even file.
Right. But to get these credits, they're going to need to file a return. And there's also free assistance to help them with their returns as well.
Is it going to be the same website and same phone number or different?
Different one. For the more information here, visit the Franchise Tax Board's website at ftb.ca.gov.
Okay, thank you so much. دوستان اگر که علاقمند هستید که از اینکام تکس در مالیاتی که بر درآمد باید بدین معاف بشین، به صورتی که حتی لازم نباشه که تکس ریترن رو فایل بکنید و یا اینکه شاید باید فایل بکنید ولی قرار نیست که پولی داده بشید، بر حسب اینکه تعداد نفراتی که در هاوسهولد شما در خونه شما زندگی میکنن چه تعدادی هستن و درآمد شما در سال چی هست، بنابراین مزایای در نظر گرفته شده امسال که بتونه کمک بکنه به افرادی که درآمد بسیار زیادی ندارن.
I should probably mention for both the Cal EITC and the Young Child Tax Credit, those who are self-employed also qualify. So not just those who work for someone else, but for self-employed who meet the income eligibility requirements, they are also eligible to claim the credit.
The state controller Betty Yee فرمودن که کسانی که حتی بیزینس خودشونو دارن میتونن معاف بشن از پرداخت مالیات بر درآمد. احتیاجی نیست که حتما شما برای مرکز یا ارگانیزیشن کار بکنید که بتونید از این معافیت مالی بهره برداری بکنید، فقط کافی هست که اینکامتون، مقدار درآمدتون نسبت به افرادی که زیر پوشش شما و سرپرستی شما زندگی میکنن در جدول که در نظر دارن قرار بگیره. I want to talk about voter registrations this year,
yes,
because I think the voting is coming on March 3rd. Right?
Yes. That's...
Okay. Would you like to sum some information about voter registration this year?
Absolutely. So 2020, a big election year. It's a presidential election year. California has an early primary this year. It's on March 3rd rather than in June. And so the deadline to register to vote in California's March 3rd primary election is February 18th. So it's coming up. For those listeners who are not registered or have moved, the Secretary of State provides online voter registration in 10 languages, and registration forms can also be found at any county elections office, libraries, our local libraries, our Department of Motor Vehicle offices, and also the United States Post Office.
I was also, I think that people who, for example, they were voting Republican, if this year they want to vote Democrat, they have to go and register again.
They have
or vice
to re-register.
Versa as well.
That's right.
Okay.
They must re-register.
Would that have the same due date, or is it going to be a different due date for to change their party?
It's still February 18th for any voter registration or re-registration.
پس دوستان، امسال انتخابات روز سوم مارچ برقرار خواهد بود. Primary voting و حتما تا روز 18 فوریه شما باید رجیستریشنتون رو انجام بدید. بنابراین اگر که رجیستر نکردید قبلا و یا اینکه محل زندگیتون رو تغییر دادید و یا اینکه میخواین مثلا ریپابلیکن بودین و الان دوست دارین دموکرات ووت بکنید و یا برعکس اون، تا 18 فوریه فرصت دارید که رجیستر بکنید که بتونید روز سوم مارچ برای پرایمری الیکشن بید و رأی خودتون رو اعلام بفرمایید. This year is actually a very happening year, I believe. It's the year of census as well.
Yes, it is.
Okay. Do people need to do anything about census in order to participate, or they're going to be actually notified and they're going to receive the information about that?
This year, it's a little bit different. The census happens every 10 years, and it is an update of the population count for our country. This year, by April 1st, California households should receive an invitation to participate in the United States Census. So it will be all done online this year.
So, but how about there are people who actually are not that computer comfortable
savvy,
with using
right,
savvy.
Right,
exactly.
Right.
So what about those people?
So there will be also teams of people outreaching to communities that either don't have access to be able to participate in the census. So we know that for a lot of communities who either don't know about the census or are traditionally undercounted, there will be special outreach efforts to them by the state.
پس دوستان آمادگی این رو داشته باشید که امسال در سرشماری شرکت بکنید. با شما تماس خواهند گرفت. نامه‌هایی برای شما میاد فرستاده میشه که از شما میخوان که سرشماری رو انجام بدید. همچنین میتونین از طریق آنلاین سرشماری رو انجام بدین اگر که راحت هستین و میتونید که از کامپیوتر استفاده بکنید. Thank you so much. Is there anything else you would like to add?
You know, what I will say is that these are all things that are about exercising our civic responsibility. And I will just conclude by saying with the census, this is so important because many businesses use census data to determine if they're going to locate a business in a particular community. And so if we want services, if we want businesses to come into our areas, we want to be sure that we're counted so they know that they have a community that will support them. And it also matters because a lot of our federal funding that comes to California is based on population, and we want to be sure that California gets our fair share. And then lastly, this is an election season. The census data is also used to redraw the lines of our congressional districts as well as our legislative districts. And so we want to be sure we have appropriate representation in Washington, D.C., and in Sacramento as well.
Very well. دوستان نه تنها شرکت در انتخابات و آمار و سرشماری وظیفه هر کسی هست که در این استیت زندگی میکنه ولی منافع دیگری هم در نظر گرفته میشه به خصوص برای شرکت در سرشماری من جمله اگر یه بیزینس بخواد بیاد و در اون جامعه‌ای که شما در زندگی میکنین اریایی که شما قرار دارین شروع به کار بکنه به خصوص بیزینس های بزرگ نگاه میکنن به سرشماری و آمار افرادی که در اونجا زندگی میکنن که مطمئن بشن محل کسبشون و بیزینسشون درآمد رو خواهد داشت و حمایت و ساپورت رو از افراد اون منطقه میگیرن. یه دلیل دیگه هم این هست که کالیفرنیا میتونه فدرال فاندینگ بگیره نسبت به افرادی که اون در اون اریا زندگی میکنن. بنابراین شرکت شما در سرشماری کمک میکنه به این که کالیفرنیا بتونه استیت فاندینگ بیشتری بگیره. I learned that your expertise is in tax.
Yes.
I'm correct. How is it that Californian tax is so high? I mean, comparing to other states in United States, is one of the highest tax rates.
We have tax rates that are imposed both by the state and by local governments. And so for any person paying taxes in California, it's a combination of all of those taxes. But on income tax, we do have a high income tax rate for those particularly who earn a lot. But we also have a low property tax rate. And so that was decided by the voters in 1978. So when you combine all of the taxes together, we probably are in the mid to high range compared to other states. But this is really it's a result of historically the laws changing where we have low property tax but high income tax in California.
Oh, so when it comes to the average, it's not that higher from the other states.
I would say it's probably in the mid to high range, in the mid to high, the higher mid range compared to other states. Yes.
Is there any way for people to know, like, how is the budget is going, the tax that they are actually paying?
Yes.
How is it budgeted and how they can find out, you know, where it's going to be spent?
Yes, yes. So for the state, there are several sources. We have the Legislative Analyst's Office, which is the analysis arm of the California State Legislature, and they will analyze the state budget. There's also the governor's office has his own Department of Finance, and I can give you the website for both. Department of Finance, DOF.ca.gov. The governor introduces a budget by January 10th every year for the following fiscal year, but they also have historical information about state budgets. Legislative Analyst's Office, you can visit that website at lao.ca.gov, and they will do more in-depth analysis about different areas of the budget and spending.
Thank you so much. من سوال کردم راجع به مالیاتی که ما در کالیفرنیا میپردازیم. به نظر میاد که مالیات این استیت نسبت به استیت‌های دیگه این کشور بالاتر هست. ولی ایشون فرمودن که چون پراپرتی تکس پایین هست ولی اینکام تکس بالا هست، وقتی که معدل این دو مالیات رو بگیرید تقریبا میشه گفت که ما هم خیلی بیشتر از استیت‌های دیگه مالیات نمیپردازیم و یک جورایی تقریبا میشه گفت کمی از اونها بالاتر هست. سوال دیگه من این بود که آیا مردم که در واقع مالیات رو میپردازن راهی دارن و اجازه اینو دارن که بدونن مالیاتشون در کجا صرف میشه و صرف چه بودجه‌هایی میشه؟ که ایشون فرمودن بله، اگر دوست داشته باشید میتونید به وبسایت های dof.ca.gov سری بزنید و یا اینکه اگر که اطلاعات بیشتری بخواید میتونید به وبسایت lao.ca.gov سری بزنید و اطلاعات مورد نظر رو در این مورد بگیرید. I'm really happy that we had the chance to have you today in the studio. It's just an honor to have you. I know Thank that you. You have a very busy schedule and you taking the time off and being with us today, it's really an honor. I just want to thank you on my behalf and all the audience who are hearing you today and getting all this information.
Thank you. Thank you for being such a good community partner and sharing information that really with these programs could put money back into the pockets of Californians, as well as helping them to be sure that we have fair representation and funding for our state. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
دنیای ما، جامعه ما.
Our world, our community. With Debbie Amini.